And now here to tell us what it says in Friday's papers, Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Anya. Down with this scort of thing, says the front page of the Herald, referring, of course, to last night's quick vote in Croke Park, allowing camogie players to choose shorts or skorts. The front page headline in the Mirror is short and sweet. The Irish Times front page describes the vote as historic. Beside that report in the Irish Times front page, a story that the pharma industry here lobbied the government to oppose EU legislation regulating them. Jack Power writes that the EU wanted to broaden access to new, cheaper medicines. The Irish government was initially in favour, but pharmaceutical companies say that the proposed regulations will make them less likely to develop new drugs in Europe. The Times says the pharma industry blitzed the government with lobbying, and the government has done a U-turn and decided to oppose the new rules. The Examiner front page carries the headline, COVID review not fit for purpose. The paper quotes families of those who died during the COVID-19 pandemic as saying that the official probe into the state's handling of the crisis is fundamentally inadequate. They point to the fact that people from government, healthcare or nursing homes can refuse to attend. Also the fact that documents from government and health agencies will not be made public. Gaza and Gaza-related news is still in the papers. Mark Weiss, writing a column from Jerusalem in the Times, says that the Israeli Defence Forces don't have the manpower to sustain a long-term occupation of Gaza. But for Benjamin Netanyahu, he says, continuing the war is the only option to keep his right-wing coalition intact and prevent new elections. The kneecap element of the story is still in the papers. They all carry the band's comment that the terrorism charge against them is a carnival of distraction. And the columnists are writing about it. Ian Kilroy in The Independent says kneecap waving a Hezbollah flag is unwise, but it's not terrorism. Larissa Nolan in The Mirror describes kneecap as sad panto nationalists doing one thing on stage and another off it. Quoting a poet, she describes them as wolf tones in tracksuits. But she goes on, as a product of a Republican household, she's a strong supporter of free speech and sees this as another British attempt to stifle Irish culture. AI has been covered in several papers. The Mail reports that it's predicted that within a decade, AI chatbots will be able to teach children twice as fast as teachers. But teachers appear on a list of the in the Star of jobs that will be safe from AI. Others include plumbers, gardeners, nurses and IT support staff, for when the AI breaks, I imagine. This week's news that the 1926 census is going to be digitised has prompted historian Donald Fallon to write about censuses in The Independent. He says that in the 1911 census, one man put himself down as single, but then wrote beside it, not for long. And in the 2022 census, in the time capsule section to be opened in 100 years' time, one family wrote, has Mayo won the All-Ireland yet?
No. Ronan Kelly, it's 12 minutes past eight.